愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
晚上我们来查考一节圣经节。
I'd like to study one Bible verse.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第四节
Verse 4.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。第五节
Verse 5.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also the interests of others. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
这个第四节说我们不要单顾自己的事。
Verse 4 says that each of you look out not only for his own interests.
也就是说不要只为自己活，也要为别人来活。
That is to say that we do not live only for ourselves, but also for others.
我们这个社会是相当的个人主义的社会。
And this society, it is a very self-centered, opinionated society.
所以我们活着大概都以自我为中心在考虑事情。
So whenever we live, we will consider things from an egocentric viewpoint.
因此有时候虽然人很多，但是大家都觉得很孤单。
And therefore, even though there may be many people feel lonely.
甚至在家庭里面，虽然在同一个屋檐之下，大家也觉得很孤单。
And even though we may be crowded in a family, everyone feels single and alone.
因为缺乏彼此相看顾的精神。
Because we do not have the heart to look out for the interests of others.
但是第五节说要以基督的心为心。
Verse 5 says that.We need to have the mind of Christ.
这跟第四节是有关系的。
And this is related to verse 4.
不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事，这个就是基督的心。
When we are able to not only care for our own interests, but also the interests of others, that is to have the mind of Christ.
因为主耶稣来世界不是为自己。
Because when the Lord Jesus entered into this world, it was not for his own sake.
他如果为自己，他就不需要来到世界。
If it was only for his own selfish reasons, there is no reason that he would need to come into this world.
因为天国太好了。
Because heaven is too beautiful.
在地上比起天国差太多了。
It is so wonderful, far surpassing what he could ever find on this earth.
那从天上下到人间。
And when he is able to lower himself from heaven unto this earth.
这是很大的牺牲。
It took tremendous sacrifice on his part.
但是如果他选择当王，那也还不错，在众人之上。
If Lord Jesus had come into the world as a king, earthly king, then that would not be so bad either.
但是他生在木匠的家庭里面。
Yet he chose himself to be born in a lowly carpenter's family.
在当时是中下层的阶级。
And which is something that is below the middle class level.
所以他可以跟大家在一起。
And so he was able to associate with everyone of the populace.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为他要顾别人的事，就是要来拯救世界上人，带给他们恩典。
Because he cared not only for his own interests, but the interests of others, which is to bring grace to this world.
那今天主耶稣的心要做我们的心。
And today, the mind of Christ shall be our mind.
所以我们在信仰生活上不能够有个人主义的思想。
And therefore, today we shall not be egocentric in our opinions.
我不需要人，我只要神就可以。
We should not think that we don't need anybody. We just need God.
这种思想相当危险。
And this type of thinking is very dangerous.
因为如果我们没有彼此互相看顾，很容易一个一个被魔鬼打倒。
Because we do not take care of one another, we can easily fall on our own.
那如果大家彼此互相看顾，魔鬼就不容易打倒任何一个人。
However, if we are tightly knit, caring for one another, then Satan cannot attack each of us singularly.
因为两个比一个好。
Because two is better than one.
一个跌倒，另外可以把它扶起来。
When one falls, then the other can help him up.
那三股合成的绳子折不断。
And a three-cord cord is difficult to break.
所以我们在信仰生活绝对不能有一个想法，我不需要人，我只要神就可以。
And so we must never have this thinking in our mind that we don't need anybody except God in our lives.
或者倒过来想他只需要神就可以，其他人都不需要。
Similarly, we should never think that, oh, that person just needs God. They don't need anyone else.
有时候是神借着我们周围的人，用基督的心来帮助别人，让他信仰。能够站立得稳。
Because many times God will use the people around us to help us grow in this journey of faith.
所以基督的心的特色就是不单顾自己，也会看顾别人的事。
And so the heart or the mind of Christ is to care not only for ourselves but for the others, to lift each other up.
不但为自己活，也要为别人活。
And to live not only for ourselves but also to live for others.
所以这个叫做爱人如己。
And that is what it means to love others as ourselves.
就是为自己活，也要为别人活。
Which is to love, to care and to live for others, not just for ourselves.
那我们现在就来想那顾别人的事到底顾什么？
So what does that mean to look out for the interests of others?
我们看罗马书的十五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章。
Romans 15.
第一节。
Verse 1. We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves.
第二节。
Verse 2. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification.
这个第一节跟第二节都在讲，我们是彼此互相需要的。
And verse 1 and 2 says that we need one another to survive.
然后第三节说，因为基督也不求自己的喜悦。
Verse 3 says because Christ did not please himself either.
主要原因是因为主耶稣已经给我们做一个榜样。
And the primary reason we do this is because Lord Jesus Christ himself gave us this example.
那这里说坚固人要担当不坚固人的软弱。
So when it says here we're not bearing only for the scruples of the weak.
如果我们有爬山的经验。
If we have the experience of mountain climbing.
有人爬到一半爬不动了。
Some people they climb halfway up the mountain they can no longer go up.
那现在怎么办？
What should they do?
爬不动就会变成一个队伍的一个担子。
If they can no longer climb, then they become a burden to the group.
那怎么办？
And what should they do?
就需要有人在旁边来帮助他。
And there should be others to assist and to carry them higher.
帮他背背包。
To bear their burdens, their backpacks.
如果这样不够，就另外一个人就站在他旁边扶他一把。
If this is insufficient, maybe someone else would have to prop them up with their arms.
如果这样还不够，就两个人左右各一边等于半推半扶这样来帮他爬山。
And if one side is not enough, we may need two people to prop up the weak person with their shoulders.
所以一个人如果软弱，就变成其他的人的担子。
Therefore, when one becomes weak, it becomes a burden unto us all.
那信仰生活就是这样子。
And this is likewise in this journey of faith.
说坚固的人，这个坚固人不一定是说肉体很强壮。
And that those who are strong, and this is not referring necessarily to just those who are physically strong.
是指着那个里面那个人很健壮。
It's referring to the inner man who is very strong.
很有力量。
It is full power.
那要担顾不坚固的人的软弱。
And to be able to bear the scruples of the weak.
那这个不坚固也不是肉体很软弱。
And to talk about the weak is also not physically weak.
是里面那个人很软弱。
It is that the person inside is very fragile and weak.
所以信仰他走不下去了。
And therefore he can no longer sustain his spiritual life.
那有人要来担顾他的软弱，这个就变成那一个人的担子。
And when that strong person comes to bear his burdens, it becomes a yoke or a burden upon the strong man.
那下一句话说，不求自己的喜悦。
But the next phrase says not to please ourselves.
因为如果一个人只是想自己活得很快乐，他就不会去做这个事情。
Because a person will not choose to bear another person's burdens if they live only to please themselves.
所以如果我们看到有的人这个里面这个人很软弱，我们愿意主动的去接触他，跟他建立关系，来扶他一把，把他扶起来，这个就是。爱心。
And so if we are sensitive to other people's needs, when we see someone else's inner man is weak, and we stretch our arms to help lift this person up, that is the expression of Jesus' love.
那这就是第二节啊，叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立他的德性。
That's what verse 2 is explaining, let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification.
那因为有个人愿意来承担他的软弱，帮助他然后他的信仰就被建立起来。
And because there are people around him willing to bear his burdens, this person can now walk strongly in his faith.
那重新跟神建立关系，他就信仰生活就很喜乐，很平安。
When this person can rebuild his spiritual life, relationship with God, then this person shall live a journey of joy and hope.
但是这个过程那个要拉他一把，扶他一把，这个人大概相当辛苦。
But for the other person to lift him up requires tremendous strength and suffering.
那这个叫做基督的心。
And to do this requires a Christ-like heart.
所以爱心如果用属灵的来看，我们是有很多的事情可以做。
And so if we have this mind of Christ of love, there are many works that is around us for us to do.
我们看加拉太书第六章。
Turn to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书的第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted.
第二节。
Verse 2. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
这个地方说，有人被过犯所胜，偶然被过犯所胜。
Here they said, if a man is overtaken in any trespass,
然后就要有属灵人用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
Then we will need someone who is spiritually strong to use to restore them in a spirit of gentleness.
这个偶然被过犯所胜，如果没有一个人把他挽回过来然后他就一直走下去，以后犯的罪越来越多，到有一天就回不来了。
If a man is overtaken in any trespass, meaning that they have been overtaken by some sort of trial, and if nobody extends their hands to help them lift them up, they will continue to go downward, eventually committing more sins and then ending death.
那我们就常常想我们去关心一个人，去跟好管闲事，到底差在哪里？
Let's ponder this question. What is the difference between being a busybody and someone who really cares to help one another?
因为有时候我们会讲这个不是我的事情，好管闲事不好了。
And sometimes we'll say that, oh, this is not our matter. We shouldn't bother with this. This is not our issue.
但是这里又说，偶然被过犯所胜，属灵人要把他挽回过来。
Yet this verse says that if a man is overtaken in any trespass, those who are spiritual must restore such a one in spirit of gentleness.
至少有两点不同。
There are two things that are different between a busybody and a spiritual caring person.
第一点，好管闲事是满足好奇心。
First one who is a busybody is someone who is just curious. To satisfy their own curiosity.
他很想知道，他就一直问，打破砂锅问到底。
So he will keep asking to find out what is going on until they're satisfied with their knowledge.
那知道就走了。
And after they know what has happened, they just walk away.
那真正关心的人，他要想知道，是主要知道说，到底我可以帮什么忙。
For a spiritual caring person, the reason they want to find out is to see how they can assist in helping this person's burdens.
所以他知道别人的软弱之后，就变成他的担子。
And when they are aware of the weakness of others, they are willing to bear this burden together with them.
那头脑就常常在想，这该怎么办？我如果不能帮忙，我也可以祷告，祷告我可以是不是找谁来帮忙他
？And they truly care about this person who's in trespass. They'll constantly meditate about it in their hearts and wonder what they can do for them. Maybe I can pray for them. Maybe I can visit them or something to the effect.
这是第一个不同。
And so this is the first primary difference.
第二个不同。
A second primary difference.
这个好管闲事，常常知道以后。就变成聊天的话题。
A busybody will then use this knowledge, they have newfound knowledge, to be a topic of gossip.
但是一个人真正关心的人，他不会讲，因为这是别人的负面跟软弱。
A person who really cares about it would not spread any kind of gossip or slander because this will cause more negative consequences.
比方说挪亚。在洪水过去以后，他就醉酒了。
In the Bible, there is the example of Noah after the flood. He became drunk.
那就衣服都脱光了。
And he became naked from his drunkenness.
那现在，韩先看到。
And his son Ham was the first one to witness his nakedness.
其实韩要做很简单，他就拿一个被单把它盖起来就好了，等他酒过去醒过来就好了。
Ham could simply have taken a little blanket and cover his father's shame up instead.
那韩就出去外面告诉两个兄弟，爸爸怎样醉酒赤身肉体。
And if he covered it up and not spoken about this to anyone, it would have gone away. But instead, he went out and shared this humiliating secret with all his brothers.
然后他的两个兄弟就倒着拿着被单倒着进去，把他父亲赤身肉体遮盖。
But his two brothers were very respectful, and they walked backwards and taking a coverlet to cover his father's exposed body.
这个就是。差别有差别。
And so this is the difference between the two types of people.
对父亲偶然被过犯所胜，三个孩子处理不一样。
So for the three children, they treated this matter of the father's negligence, overtaken trespass differently.
结果也不一样。
And so the consequences were different for each of them.
那什么叫做偶然被过犯所胜？
So that's really what does it mean to be overtaken in a trespass?
比方说去看这个不好的网站。
And for example, it may be that we accidentally run into a bad website.
这个里面有的是色情。
And maybe it is pornographic.
那这个叫做偶然被过犯所胜。
And so we are overtaken by surprise to be in this trespass.
那这个如果没有把它挽回过来，
But if we do not turn from this trespass immediately,
它会一直沉迷，一直掉下去的。
This person will continue to invest his time and become more blinded, sinking deeper.
那整个头脑思想都被一些浅密的事情占满。
And his whole heart and mind shall be filled with the thoughts of sexual immorality.
到那个程度，大概良心就已经麻痹了。
And at that point, his conscience becomes now numb to any sensitivity.
那就很容易犯罪。
And at that point, it will be very easy for him to commit a sexual sin.
那下面说属灵的人，为什么一定要说属灵的人？要用温柔的心把它挽回过来。
Then it follows by giving the advice that a spiritual man should restore this person with a spirit of gentleness. Why does it say that?
那什么叫做属灵的人？
What is considered a spiritual person?
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's look at First Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
十五节。
Verse 15.
哥林多前书二章的十五节、十六节，请读。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, 16. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
这里说属灵人能够看透万事。
Here he says the spiritual man judges all things.
就是他的判断跟主耶稣的判断一样。
Which means that he is able to make a wise discernment, just as Lord Jesus himself would make.
所以 最后说属灵人就是有基督的心。
And for this person to judge rightly is because he has the mind of Christ.
他的想法他的感觉都跟主耶稣一样。
What he senses and what he thinks is in accordance with the way of Jesus Christ.
比方说看这个不好的网站。
For example, when a person is viewing a bad website.
你如果一个人不是很属灵他这没有什么这大家都在看。
And if it is a not very spiritual person, he might say, "Oh, it is no big deal. Everybody watches that." 哦，
那这样的话，哎，大家都在看，所以你看也没有关系，跟看大家一样。那为什么有什么悔改？太敏感了。
An unspiritual person will say, "There's no. Everybody looks at it, so it doesn't matter. So you're too sensitive about these things."
那这样的话，这个人就没有办法从这个罪里面、坏的习惯里面出来。
Then we will be unable to help this person who is falling into this quagmire to lift him up.
不错，大家都一样，这是指着没有信神的大家都一样。
It is true that everybody is the same. This is referring to everybody who is Gentiles out there.
那今天我们是谁？
Today we are people belonging to God.
属灵的以色列人。
We are spiritual Israelite.
在属灵上是神的王子。
In the kingdom of God, spiritual realm, we are the prince of God.
是很尊贵的。
We are very noble.
那神是圣洁的。
And God is a holy God.
所以这个看这个色情网站，这个跟我们的身份不配。
And therefore, when we view these pornographic sites, it does not match with our spiritual heritage.
所以属灵人就能够看得很清楚，虽然社会是这样，这是文化的一部分。但是对我们来讲，这个是不对的。
And so a spiritual person would be able to rightly judge that this, yes, even though it is a very common part of our culture today in this society, it is something that a man of God would never touch.
那我们知道不对，那我们才会下一步说好，那怎么帮助他能够进步？
Only when we recognize that what we are doing is against God's law, then we could be able to help that person turn back to God.
那有时候如果我们不会觉得不对，我们就不会想办法帮助他。
But if we do not perceive that there is any wrongs, then we would not want to help this person lift them up.
好，所以说属灵人要用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
And so it says a spiritual man must use a spirit of gentleness to restore the person in distress.
那怎么挽回呢？
And so how can we restore this person?
那属灵人的建议跟一般也不太一样。
The ways of a spiritual person is also different.
有一个教会请一个社会辅导员来做这个宗教教育老师的一个一小时的讲辅导。
There was once an incident where there's a church who invited a psychologist from the a Gentile psychologist from society to give a one-hour seminar in our church.
那最后一个教员就请问那个辅导员呢？我的学生里面有人很喜欢抽烟，怎么办
？About counseling, and so at the end of the seminar, one of the people asked, "One of my students like to smoke. What should we do about that?"
那个辅导员就说：“你给一直给他抽，抽到他怕，就他不会抽了。”
So the Gentile speaker said that just give him more and more cigarettes until he gets sick and tired of it.
那这对我们有信仰人来讲，应该不是这样讲。
But this does not sound right to someone who does have a spiritual knowledge of God.
一个人会讲抽烟，会去看色情网站，就是在反映他的心是空的，虚空。
Because as a spiritual person, we can discern that when a person smokes or watches pornographic websites, it reflects that the emptiness of their heart.
所以圣经里面讲说，那个房子打扫干净，里面是空的。
And so the Bible says that for a man like this, after they have cleansed their heart, it is like a room that has been swept clean.
所以这个魔鬼就带几个更恶的鬼就来了。
And because it is empty, then the demon will take seven other evil spirits to come and dwell in his house.
所以最根本的解决。
And so the best solution
就是要让神充满在他里面。
Is to not leave your heart room vacant, but to fill it with the Spirit of God.
耶稣说：“我是生命之粮。”
Because the Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
到我这里来必定不饿，信我永远不渴。
Those who believe in me will never die, and those who drink of me will never thirst.
如果主耶稣满足了我们的心，
if Lord Jesus can satisfy our desires,
那家庭又很温暖。
Then our family will become very warm.
父母又很爱他们。
Then our parents will become very loving.
他就不会觉得有这个需要。
Then there will be no need for all these evil things to come clutter our hearts.
不错，有那个试探，但是他可以去抵挡。
And with such strong inner strength, we are able to resist such temptations.
不然只是用禁止，不可以，不可以啊！你一个人肚子很饿，你一直不可以这个，不可以那个，很难，很难禁止。
And therefore, if we just use the method of telling them no this and no that to prohibit them from doing things, when they're very hungry, they are going to still continue to seek out these satisfactions.
那为什么要用温柔的心把它挽回过来？
Why would we need to instruct and restore a person in spiritual gentleness?
因为我们最后的目的是要把他带回来。
Because our ultimate goal is to bring them back to God.
但是我们要把他带回来，我们要能够让他接受我们的带领。
But in order to turn them back, we need to have them be willing to receive our leading.
所以这个温柔，这个代表一个人的谦卑，不是说我今天比你好，所以我今天来指导你。怎么离开罪？
So gentleness means that we have a very humble attitude, that we are just all the same. It's not because today I'm the teacher and you are the student and I'm telling you what to do.
这是神帮助我，所以我把神的帮助跟你分享，那你也可以在神的帮助下从这个坏习惯出来。
Instead, it is in the spirit of gentleness saying that this is how the Lord helped me, and you witness to them, you encourage them in gentleness.To encourage them to turn back to God as you have turned back to God.
所以这个温柔跟谦卑是合在一起的。
And so gentleness is combined with humility.
谦卑的人都是温柔的。
A humble person is gentle.
这样比较容易真的去带领一个人从过犯当中再回头。
And so it'll be easier for us to bring a person who is in trespass to God.
但是这不是没有危险。
It is not with its peril, without its perils.
我们看第一节最后一句话。
Let's look at verse one.
说要自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
So we need to be careful because we may also be led into the trespass, the temptation.
有时候我们自己会掉进去。
So we need to be careful that when we're helping others, that we ourselves do not also end up being tempted.
所以一个人如果属灵人他很知道自己的弱点在哪里。
A spiritual person is able to identify their own weakness.
那我们去帮助别人，就不会我们自己的弱点反倒陷到那里面。
And so they would not then, because of their weaknesses, fall into the same temptation of the person that they're trying to help.
比方说如果我们去辅导异性有感情的问题。
For example, if we are to go and counsel someone who is going through relationship problems,
最好是同性辅导同性。
It is better for a female to counsel a female and a brother to counsel a brother.
因为既然感情发生问题，这个会转移。
Because if this is concerning relationships, then emotions may be misdirected to the person who is helping them.
所以有时候如果没有小心要去解决问题，反而陷进去变成三角关系。
So if we're not careful, instead of helping them, we may be trapped by the relationship and end up into a situation of a love triangle.
那最好就是用团队来辅导。
And therefore, it is better if we were to counsel as a group.
就是两个去帮忙一个。
For two to go help one.
或者夫妻去帮忙一个人。
Or a husband and wife to go counsel another person.
而且我们要自己很小心自己的弱点。
And we must be very aware of our own weaknesses.
有时候我们看到一个人犯了很严重的错，你一直一直追过去追到他年轻的时候已经有这个坏。也已经有这个性，这种本性在里面。
And if you see a person who has committed sin, and you trace it back to its origins, you'll find that this person started with this type of trait of weakness.
那这个本性有时候很难改。
And when they have this such a sinful nature, it is very difficult to change.
认真祷告的时候，他就被圣灵压制了。
And when they pray very earnestly, the Holy Spirit suppresses such sinful nature.
但是有一天没有警醒祷告，那个又会跑出来。
But the day that they do not be watchful in prayer, the sinful nature will resurface again.
所以如果哪一个人犯罪离开神，你把他看过去，一定有一个历史在里面。
And so if you see a person who has fallen from their faith, you trace back to their past, you'll see they do have this weakness exposed from the very beginning.
所以我们要很谨慎我们自己的弱点。
And so we must be very careful and alert to watch out for our weaknesses.
因为我们去帮助别人要挽回过来的时候，我们不要自己也被拖进去了。
And so when we're trying to counsel and guide others, we do not then become embroiled in the same temptation.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你们这重担要互相担当，如此就完全基督的律法。
Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
基督的律法就是爱。
And the law of Christ is love itself.
这样就是我们爱人的一个表现。
And this is the expression of how we love others.
好，我们先来看要顾别人的事第二点。
Let's look at the second point about caring for other people's matters.
我们来看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十四节。
Verse 24. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being.
这个二十三节在讲特别我们这个世代特别流行这个是我的自由。
And 23:24 is addressing the fact that people nowadays like to insist on their own liberty.
这是我的自由，连爸爸妈妈你也不要管。
Saying this is my freedom, my right to do whatever I like. Even my parents cannot rule over me.
但是二十三节怎么说
？But here it says 23.
凡事都可行，但不都有益处。
All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful.
不一定对我们自己有益处的。
Even though we can be free to do these things, but not all things are helpful to us.
你要抽烟吗？法律上有没有说不可以
If you want to smoke, there is nothing in the law that says you can't smoke.
圣经也找不到不可以抽烟。
And there is nothing in the Bible that says you should not smoke.
但是身体是神的殿。
But our temples is a temple. Our bodies are a temple of God.
那这个抽烟对身体没有益处
And the cigarette smoking does not help strengthen our body.
虽然是自由的，不可以做。
And though we may have the liberty to do so, we do not do it.
身体是神的殿。
Because our bodies are the temple of Christ.
那下面说，凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
And therefore it says all things can be done, but not all things are helpful.
所以在这个很自由的社会里面，我想做什么就做什么，我不管你。
In this free society, we can do anything that we choose to.
但是当我们信了主以后
，But after we believe in Jesus Christ,
我们有基督的爱
，We have the love of Christ in us.
我们就要想，我们这样做是不是对别人有造就
？That when we do something like this, is it actually going to benefit others?
当然，对一个灵性成熟的人你怎么做都不会影响我。
And for a person who is spiritual, doesn't matter what you do, won't bother them.
但是对一个灵性不是很成熟的时候，有时候你怎么做一定会影响我。
So, if to a spiritually weak person, whatever we do may influence others negatively.
所以在教会里面特别有，在做带领工作、宗教教育教员、教会负责人，这个标准特别高。
And that is why for those who are capacities where they have to lead others, such as teachers or council members or administrators in the church, they are held to a higher standard.
用爱心来规范我们的自由。
And so we need to use love to set boundaries in our own liberty.
如果我们想父母就知道。
And if we consider our parents, we can think about this.
一旦有孩子，很多以前很想做的，你不能做。
After you have children, you can no longer do what you wish to do.
为什么？
Why?
因为小孩子还小，他只会模仿，他没有头脑会去分辨。
Because children will imitate whatever parents do. They have no ability to discern right from wrong.
但是对父母来讲，他很乐意去牺牲，因为我爱我的孩子。
But parents are very willing to sacrifice their freedom because they love their children.
所以有爱就做得到。
And with love, they're able to sacrifice and deny themselves.
24节。
Verse 24.
说无论何人不要求自己的益处，只要求别人的益处。
Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being.
所以要顾别人的事，就是要想到这样做如果能够给别人有好处，有时候虽然牺牲，我们也去做。
And so when we consider for the benefit of others' well-being, even when we have to sacrifice ourselves or suffer, we'll be willing to do it.
比方说保罗他带领一些他的门徒到耶路撒冷去。
For example, when Paul brought some of the disciples of God with him.
那有的是在外是犹太人，但是在外地受洗的。
Some believers from other lands to Jerusalem, and they were maybe baptized in foreign lands.
那耶路撒冷都是犹太人。
In Jerusalem, they are all Jewish people.
犹太人的传统就是要受割礼。
And the Israelite tradition is that all men shall be circumcised.
但是割礼这个跟得救是没有关系的。
Even though circumcisions had nothing to do with personal salvation.
但是在犹太人里面有这个传统，所以他就在叫那些门徒，那你们就接受割礼吧。
But since there is such tradition among the Jews, Paul agreed to have all those believers who travel with him to be circumcised.
但是对外邦人来讲，这个就不需要，绝对不需要，因为他们没有这个传统。
For a Gentile, this is actually quite unnecessary because they have no such tradition.
所以这个保罗能够分辨得很清楚，在什么地方要做什么事情。
And therefore, Paul is wisely able to discern what they should do that is appropriate for the place they're at.
让他们得到造就。
And so everyone can be edified.
不是让他们败坏。
It is not to corrupt them.
我们看哥林多前书第十章三十二节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 32.
跟三十三节。
Verse 33, give no offense either to the Jews or to the Greeks or the church of God, just as I also must please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved.
这里说，凡事都叫人喜欢，不求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。所以最后目标是什么？只要让他们能得救，信仰能得造就，什么都可以做。
And so what is the ultimate goal of Paul? It is to do all things for the benefit of others so they may be saved.
那这个就是我们的目标。
And this is also our goal.
在自由主义的社会里面，个人主义的社会，我们根本就不需要考虑这些。
In a liberal society, in a me society, that everyone do not just consider themselves.
但是当基督的心在我们里面。
But to have the mind and heart of Christ in us.
我们好像属灵的父母。我们好像属灵的父母。
We are just like spiritual parents.
那我们就会为着别人的益处来考虑做一些事情。
And so whatever steps we take, whatever we do, we need to consider what others will be affected.
让他可以得救，这个就是我们的目标。
And ultimately, because it will affect their salvation.
那这样就完全了基督的律法。
And this fulfills the law of Christ.
唱诗。
Sing hymn.
336首。
336.
我们最后祷告完唱副歌唱336首。
And when we sing the refrain at the end of the prayer, it will be this chorus.